I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. The Obama administration is a step closer to calling the Islamic State's attacks on the Yazidi and other religious minorities in Iraq an act of genocide. That's a good thing. The not-so-good thing is that Christians won't be a part of that designation, and plenty of people are speaking up about it. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes.
It's been absolutely horrific for religious minorities and minority groups in general in both Iraq and Syria who have been targeted specifically by the Islamic State.
And it's not over yet. The refugees created by the Islamic State are still wandering.
We're there working with these partner organizations to provide refugee care, such as tents and trailers full of food. We're providing trauma counseling.
Your part? Prayer warriors are needed now more than ever. Your prayers are needed for Pakistan as well. Believers there usually worship in secret and have to be cautious about to whom they evangelize. Nonetheless, they're willing to stand up for their faith, and World Missionary Press is giving them tools of encouragement to fuel that fire. WMP's Helen Williams.
There's outward persecution and it's difficult, but there is a strong Christian community that we are helping to support with literature. A lot of it is for strengthening their own faith.
WMP recently sent hundreds of thousands of scripture booklets to Pakistan, and they're excited to see how they'll transform lives.
The literature ministry is so important in nations where there is persecution because someone can pick it up, maybe not even address it, but in a year or in 6 months, it is still there. It is still as true as it was the day it was presented, and it never changes because it's the Word of God.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pro-life issues are everywhere. This month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life by calling us at 800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.